Now, I have run this process on free clears who are intensely resistive to auditors, who knew nothing could happen, who generally finished up sessions saying nothing happened. And I've received the most amazing sort of a result. The person knew something had happened. Cognition had occurred. And it had occurred with considerable action. The person knew this very, very well, in other words. He knew this extremely well. But something had happened. You can't run this on anybody without changing his condition. It's impossible to do so. Even if you ran it poorly, you'd change his condition. Now, the basic laws which underlie this is you want to know how it is right now. With this thrown in occasionally. Now, if you throw this in often, I'll beat you, so help me. Because this will backtrack him. You throw in where and when. Once in a while. Once in a while. Let's not stick him back on the time track. Just throw it in once in a while. Well, recognizing that if he spots this thing, even vaguely, in the time and place where it started, you're liable to get a whole chain of them blowing. But we're not really interested in that because where and what is present time? Time is not just beginningless and endless. It would seem so. But time is a continuing postulate. It's a postulate which continues to postulate. All time is now. What we call the future, which is entirely hypothetical, is what will be. That's not an as-is, is it? You could have an as-isness about the future, such as I am worried about the future, but you don't have a future in that pre-clear, all right? You might have a future if you did enough for him to completely change his life and he was a millionaire and gave you the Roman Catholic Church or something to reward you. But as far as the past is concerned, it has no more validity than the future. All that exists of the past is what is in the present. And if it's not in the present, so what? You say, well, it might come into the present. No, it won't. No, it won't. Not if you've got the present straightened out. If you have a continuous state of beingness, in this present, which is rising and getting better, and his cognition is better and better and better, you're turning on his knowingness. And if you turn on his knowingness in the present, his knowingness about the past will increase markedly. I've had a pre-clear start out with a statement that I am a body, I know I am a body, I have heard about this Scientology, and I have heard that it has, that pretends that it can do something and feel good out of it. The actual truth of the matter is that I've heard about this too, that the people who actually exteriorize are really crazy. I read in a psychiatric textbook once upon a time that people occasionally had the delusion that they were not in their bodies, and the psychiatry used electric shock to move them into their bodies, which would be more or less the practice of a bunch of monkeys hanging from their tails that shouldn't be fooling around with such things as a spirit. They're liable to go out and break out an electric. I used to think I'm being very cruel on psychiatry. Listen, psychiatry, psychoanalysis, sat in auditing chairs in the last 50 years, have sat in auditing chairs, which is to say practitioner chairs. They could have been auditors, they weren't. For I'd say several million, if not several billion hours. And they didn't notice this? Well, they were starting out on the basic premise that man is mud, is mud, is mud, is mud, is mud. And he's a body. There's nothing you can do about it anyway. And going at it from this angle, they weren't liable to find out much of anything but the fact that there does happen to be some mud around.